kind of progress did you see from Cabrian? It looked like he had a pretty strong spring.
Yeah, he had a great spring. We had a handful of guys that have really good springs, and you're hoping you do every year. 500-plus plate appearances last year in AA gave us confidence that he was ready to tackle that next level at AAA, and 20-some plate appearances this spring reinforced that. And got a few hits off some major leaguers, got a few hits off some guys that will be in AA this year, and got a few hits off some guys that he might face again in AAA this year. But continue to show he's a really strong defensive player. Continue to show his offensive improvements are moving forward, and continue to show the man strength that he's coming into. 7 home runs last year and 2 this spring, or 3 this spring, I guess, and continuing to refine his game and looking forward to the continued progress and development.
When we asked him what he needed to work on, he mentioned the first step right away. Was that a case maybe a little bit of just being humble there? Because it looked like his first step was pretty good too. Or
well, we've got an intelligent young man that wants to be a great baseball player, and he has defensive skills, but there's refinement that he can continue to get better. The speed of the game is going to be better at AAA. It's going to be better at the major league level. The consistency to go along with the ability to make the spectacular play, base running, base stealing, getting the extra base on the ball in the dirt. Those are things that he talked about with us that he wants to get better. And just, again, refining that offensive approach, attacking what he hits well early, and being able to do damage. And again, a very encouraging step forward for Key.
He mentioned that as well. He mentioned that as well when we spoke to him, doing damage, being aggressive. It sounds a lot like what Dick Cruz and Rick Exney would like them to be doing. Did he mesh well with them? Did they have an impact on him this spring?
Better question for him, but yes, I mean, it's something that we didn't want Key not to do damage last year,
right.
but that comes with maturity, both mentally and physically, and he's making great steps, both of those. And again, a quality young man, a guy that we're really excited about, watching him, as we talked about a week ago with Tucker, 20-some plate appearances in spring training, very good impression. How do we turn that into the lessons that are going to be learned at AAA as these veteran pitchers find the hole, find a way to get them to expand the zone, and how do we get them to stay in their zone to force pitchers to make mistakes and do damage when they do?
What is Kevin Kramer's path to playing time in the big leagues?
Again, with Cabrian and Tucker, they're going to get most of the at-bats at short and third, but Kevin will also play some short and third. His path is similar to Mercer, Walker, Harrison, and Frazier before him. We believe he can be a regular major league player. We like the bat. We've talked with him about taking a few balls in the outfield and see if that comes naturally to him, not because we're trying to create a utility player, but because we're trying to find a pathway to our major league team because we like the bat. We like the young man a lot, and we are going to need him to help us at some point this year. And the more positions he can play, the more opportunities it is to get to the big leagues, to get in the lineup, and to become the next in that pathway of 4 guys that have come before him that bounced around, played a bunch of different positions, and then earned their way into regular playing time.
You know, obviously Will Craig is coming off a big season. What did you see from him this spring?
Again, a lot of what our guys in development have told us. He's an RBI collector. He's a good hitter with power. He's an improving defensive first baseman. It's a man with a quality head and heart. And to hear so many of these guys learn the lessons from our veteran players as they leave Major League spring training, that they're then going to go apply to their games. It's fun to see, and Will was one of those guys that had a chance to watch our veteran hitters. I had a chance to watch our veteran starting pitchers, our young starting pitchers, and how they attack hitters, and how he's going to go apply that to his game this year in AAA. Again, another guy that really strong AA season, get him AAA opportunities and at-bats, and continue that preparation for the big leagues.
You know, a lot of your young guys performed well in camp, guys that have been sent out. How important do you think that is for them to come in and make a good impression? Also, for the team to see that these guys are continuing to progress?
Yeah, we always want to play well, and it's always easier to build confidence when we're playing well. But what's fun to hear our guys talk about is there are lessons to be learned when they make an out. Did they expand the zone, or did they stay in the zone and maybe hit a ball right at somebody? And that's the goal is ultimately to hit the ball really hard. And sometimes it's at people, sometimes it's in the seats for a home run, and sometimes it finds grass for a hit or for a double. But how do they understand their process, and how do they understand their process creates the results versus chasing the next hit? and to have our guys be, continue to understand that is just it's a great step forward for them and obviously for us as well.
Neil, do you like the internal competition where the guys here know that that next group is getting better, and does it keep these guys sharp?
Well, first, it's a great spot for the organization to be in. You can never have enough good players, and you want guys backed up level to level because that means you've got players that are going to help your major league team win directly or indirectly, directly because they force their way into your lineup, and you've got answers in case of injury or if guys don't perform, and then sometimes they help your club indirectly because you're able to trade. If you have multiple guys at the same position, you can trade to maybe plug a hole that you have somewhere else. So. We always want as many good players as we can get, and this AAA club has a chance to be, should be, our best prospect-based team that we've had in the 11, 12 years that we've been here. I mean, you can go around the diamond now with Craig, Kramer, Tucker, Hayes, Reynolds, Martin, and then the pitching staff is going to be interesting. Brubaker and Keller leading it up with some guys that are still fighting to make our club that'll end up in the bullpen down there. It's going to be a fun club. There may be some of the veteran guys that are fighting to make our club that will either push somebody else back, or the veteran guys that fight to make our club that don't make it, they'll be in AAA ready to go. We'll have a nice balance of young prospects that are exciting for the future with some guys that are ready to help us in the short term.
Do you have any clarity at third base, shortstop, or that fifth starter spot?
Yeah, we met yesterday with Colin and with Kevin and with Gonzalez to let them know that Gonzalez is going to be our starting shortstop to begin the season. Let Kevin know that we're going to ask him to play some second base here the rest of camp to add to his versatility to be able to spell Adam at second base if that's the direction we go in, but also to continue to stay strong at short. And we let Colin know that we're going to ask him to play some first base here in camp because we're going to go with Gong as our starting third baseman. Not an easy decision. All four guys in their own way had legitimate claims to become the regular. Colin and Gong, the regular third baseman, or Kevin and Eric to become the shortstop. We've let them know that this is not a 162-game set-in-stone decision, but we've also let them know that these guys aren't looking over their shoulders and this isn't going to be an every-other-game type situation. Gonzalez and Gong are going to be given every chance in the world to hold on to these jobs. Moran and Newman are going to play important parts for this organization, for this major league team, short-term, moderate-term, and long-term. We made some changes coming out of spring training a year ago. Everybody makes such a huge deal of the opening day roster. The reality is you're going to need 30, 35, 40, 45 guys. You're going to need multiple shortstops. You're going to need multiple third basemen. And we're thrilled to have guys who are major league quality starters not starting for us. And that's a good thing for us as an organization. Not so great for them, but a good thing for us as an organization. And they're going to play a meaningful role in this club this year.
We've seen a couple throwing errors from Colin, and that really wasn't much of a problem for him last year. Is that some of that maybe due to playing deeper and just getting used to different angles on balls, different positioning whenever he's fielding balls?
Yeah, he was remarkably reliable last year throwing the ball. I mean, actually, you can go around the diamond, and I mean, Gong has made a few throwing errors. Yeah. Moran's made a few throwing errors. So I'm not sure. I don't have an easy answer for you why. Errors, unfortunately, are part of the game, yeah. Colin's first step is much better than it was a year ago, getting some balls that he didn't get to last year. We just felt like Gong and Gonzalez are at this point in time our best defensive tandem. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of why we went with this decision. Gong's power obviously is a threat. He's going to get a base hit somewhere along the way. But at the same time, we still like Newman and Moran and believe they're going to be a big part of this club.
We've got a poll going. I think we say his first single is June 15th.
Yeah. So. Let's hope it's well before then.
Has Gonzalez been what you thought he would be when you traded for him? I know you were very high on him when you got him. And have you seen what you thought you were going to see out of him? Or?
At times, yes. I mean, it's a young player knocking the rust off of not playing a ton because he's behind two MVP caliber players. At times we've seen a guy that can make athletic, rangy plays. At times we've seen a guy with some barrel. At times we've seen a guy that can run the bases and be an effective base runner. Our belief is that he'll take a deep breath now, and we'll see those more than we have so far, a more consistent basis than we have so far this spring.
How do you balance with Newman? You're going to want him to face major league pitchers, get the game speed at that level, but if he doesn't make the roster, then he's got to fight with Tucker, and you want Tucker to be playing. How do you balance that? that dynamic.
Yeah, right now our focus is on how Kevin fits on this major league team, and again, the role would be to spell Frazier at second, to spell Gonzalez at short, to be ready to go into a game in a double switch, to be ready to go into the game as a pinch runner, to be ready to go into the game as a pinch hitter. And you know, that's the focus at this point in time, is how do we prep him to help this major league team win games.
Okay.